This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Amy Lisensky, attorney at law of Morgan & Morgan, address on file. Dear Ms. Lisensky, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Teresa McKinney, please note the following medical letter, period. Teresa is T-H-E-R-E-S-E-A, McKinney, capital M, small c, K-I-N-N-E-Y. On September 30th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directory from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 59-year-old female, height 5'11" tall, weight 140 pounds, who was involved in a fall injury on or about February 7th of 2025, period. This occurred at a bingo hall outside in the parking lot, period. It was dark, and the patient fell in a pothole, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did strike her head, comma, left hip, comma, bilateral hands, and scraped her left side, period. She had lung surgery 6 months prior and landed on the left side, period. She had immediate pain in her head, comma, left hip, comma, bilateral hands, comma, and left chest, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she still has head pain, comma, headaches, and left hip pain, period. New paragraph. In relationship to her headaches, she was told that she had post-concussion syndrome. She was treated with medication, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It is approximately 10 to 12 hours every other day, period. The location is the left temple, and it radiates behind the ear, period. It is a throbbing, piercing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The patient does experience dizziness with the headaches, period. She has had loss of appetite, period. She occasionally has blurred vision with the headaches, period. New paragraph. Her left hip pain was treated with medication, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. It occurs approximately every other day, period. The duration is 6 to 8 hours, period. It is a throbbing, burning, and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the leg to the knee, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that evening. She was seen at Methodist Emergency Room. They did MRI, CT, and x-rays, period. She was treated and released, period. Approximately 7 days later, saw her family doctor at Southeast Health Center, period. She was seen there a couple times, given medication and rest, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with yard work, comma, housework, comma, lifting over 5 pounds, comma, standing over 30 minutes, comma, walking over a block, comma, sleeping, comma, sitting over and sleep and sitting over 30 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications include atorvastatin, comma, Plavix for a prior brain aneurysm, comma, tramadol for a prior lung removal, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medication, comma, more tramadol, comma, exercises, comma, and walking, period. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals brain aneurysm times 2, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, lung carcinoma, comma, degenerative joint disease of the low back in facets, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveal surgery to the lung, comma, brain times two, comma, and abdominal hernia, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her left hip in the past period. The low back facet joints were treated for sciatica with several injections due to degeneration, and she was given disability, period. The patient has had no direct injury to her head or concussion in the past period. The patient fell off a porch 3 years ago, injuring her face and knee without permanency, period. The patient's last brain aneurysm surgery was 8 years ago with no significant headaches for the last 7 years, period. The patient has not had residual symptoms for either brain aneurysm, period. The fall injury off the porch last year hurt her left chest, resulting in a lung carcinoma diagnosis, period. The patient has had no automobile accidents in the past, period. The patient has had no work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. She was a prior hairdresser, but given disability 7 years ago for her low back degenerative disc disease, period. As a result, no work was missed for this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the records, I did note the following findings, period. I reviewed records from IU Health University Hospital, comma, HealthNet Southeast Health and Dental, comma, IU Health Methodist Emergency Room Records, comma, and Oncology Clinic Notes, period. Methodist Emergency Room Report, February 8th, 2025. 59-year-old here after a ground-level fall with back pain, comma, rib pain, comma, head pain, comma, no loss of consciousness, comma, fell onto left side, comma, on antiplatelets, but not on other blood thinners, period. Called out as a T2, period. On physical examination, exam was done. Her condition was described as serious. Assessment was fall, comma, head injury, comma, rib pain, comma, back pain, period. On physical examination, there was tenderness to palpation of the left chest, tenderness to palpation of the left hip, comma, bilateral wrist pain to palpation, period. Injuries, left hip, soft tissue contusion. Diagnosis was bilateral wrist pain, left greater than right. Plain films negative for acute bony injury, period. Hip contusion, plain films and CT negative for acute bony injury, soft tissue contusion / fat stranding on CT pelvis without hematoma, period. CT abdomen and pelvis, no evidence of new or progressing metastatic disease, period. CT of the head, no acute intracranial abnormality, period. End of report. MRI, February 7th, 2025, with comparison of MRI of November 11th, 2024, normal MRI of the brain, period. End of report. HealthNet records, February 18th, 2025. Patient states she went to Methodist Emergency Room on February 7th, 2025 for head injury and left hip pain. Fell on left side of body, period. Reason for appointment was emergency room follow-up for concussion, D/T fall. Assessment, concussion without loss of consciousness, initial encounter. Treatment, she's aware of need for cognitive and physical rest until full recovery period. Take Tylenol as needed, period, end of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall of February 7th, 2025, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable, period. Thoracic examination, unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear with diminished breath sounds consistent with the patient's history, period. Lumbar examination, unremarkable. Examination of the right hip, unremarkable, period. Examination of the left hip, revealed palpable tenderness and diminished strength, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion, diminished by 26 degrees, comma, adduction, ADD, diminished by 4 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, diminished by 12 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 74 degrees left and normal at 90 degrees right, period. Bilateral palpable wrists were slightly tender, period. There was full range of motion of the wrist, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, concussion syndrome, comma, cephalgia, comma, and head trauma, period. Number two, left hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, and contusion, period. Number three, contusions. Number four, chest trauma and pain resolved. Next number, bilateral wrist trauma and pain resolved, period. The above diagnoses were all caused by the fall injury of February 7th, 2025, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, there is permanency due to the patient's concussion syndrome, comma, cephalgia, comma, and left hip pain, period. By permanency, I'm meaning the patient will have continuous pain of headaches in the left hip area, period. She will also have continued diminished range of motion in the left hip for the remainder of her life, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the left hip area, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter pain and anti-inflammatories will be $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A hip or back brace will cost approximately $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some injections for headache and hip pain will cost approximately $3,500, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.